Right now, panel, as is traditional, some questions for you about the week's news. Amy,
no.
The Secret Service is... Did you just say no? You signed up for this, Amy. Here we go.
I know.
Amy, the Secret Service is investigating a serious incident in which some guys got drunk and drove a car right through a security gate at the White House. Who did it?
They did.
Yes.
They did. They did it. Yes, they did.
What happened was, just a couple nights ago, the Secret Service at the White House was investigating a possible bomb. Somebody had thrown a package at the White House fence, and they had sealed off the scene with crime tape, and all of a sudden they're trying to investigate this, and this car with lights flashing comes careening up through the tape, runs over the box with the possible bomb in it, and smashes into this gate and stops. And who are the crazed terrorists in the car? Like two senior members of the Secret Service who were returning from a night of drinking at a nearby bar. Mm-hmm. And you gotta forgive them, because how are they gonna relieve their tension once you take away the Colombian prostitutes? Seriously.
Right. It's like a police academy movie.
It's really crazy.
Yeah,
and then in a breach of protocol, the two senior officers in the Secret Service were allowed to go home. Normally, in a case of an incident like that, the intruders are allowed to wander around the White House until they lie down for a nap.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, though, I think it's a good thing, and I'll tell you why. Because the secret part of the service was beginning to erode. People suspected that some of these people were protecting the president. Do you see what I'm saying?
I see, so they had
it was no longer secret. But now, when
transparency
you see,
is what
when you see buffoons like this, you go, no way are they protecting the president.
Yeah.
So they're back in service. I think it was the right thing to do. I do.